Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Fabian? This is Sean from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Sean?
Not complaining, sir. Not complaining. Life's pretty good for me. How's everything on your end?
I'm not bad. Not bad at all. Okay, I can't complain, especially in this climate.
I know that you just bought a vehicle, so congratulations on that. My service representative, Catherine, told me that you bought the Yukon, and she was
right
about it, and it didn't make a lot of sense to me. So I wanted to just call you back and reconfirm how all the vehicles are being driven, make sure that we had just the most accurate rates for you. Because one thing that we've observed a lot of people that were commuting this year due to current events are not. So I figured I would call you, catch up with you, and then just get some straight facts on how all the vehicles are being driven.
Well, there's a couple things that I just realized that after looking at the policy, that the Acura that's on the policy should have been taken off, and I think that just was due to miscommunication, and that's no problem. So going forward, that should be taken off because my wife has a separate policy. I think one of the issues was the fact that she was trying to get something cleared up in Maryland before she switched her license over to Maryland. Her license was in Virginia. So she has a separate insurance policy for that vehicle. So it's covered actually in two different places. It's covered under me and it's covered under her, which it doesn't need to be covered in both places. I'm covered under her insurance policy to drive it. She's covered under my insurance policy to drive the cars that that are covered on my policy. That's one thing. The second thing I mentioned to the young lady yesterday was that I would be removing the 2001 because I haven't been driving it. It's been sitting in the driveway, and it's likely that I'll probably just donate it. So I'm going to return the tags to motor vehicles for that. So essentially, it would be two vehicles on this policy and the home policy, right? The two vehicles would be the 07 Lexus and the Yukon Denali, which they just delivered it yesterday. So we will be covering that. The way it's driven, well, there's not a lot of driving going on these days. I work 100% from home. Prior to that, I was working from home, I would say 75% of the time anyway. So there's not a lot of driving anyway. Especially now, there's really not much, you know, going to the store, maybe going to do something here or there from one weekend to the next, something like that. But typically, we're just here. So definitely, I don't see over 7,500 miles being driven on either vehicle, especially this year. And I'm not even sure going into next year what things are going to look like. But either way, you know, not too many, you know, I have two vehicles. So even if I drove one at some point and drove the other at another point, you split the difference, you know, still between the two vehicles, we're looking at maybe 12,000, you know, miles a year. So that's the crux of it. You know, we use it for both personal and some business. I do some media work where I have to kind of transport my cameras and things like that to kind of do video prediction, things like that, outside of the regular work that I do. But that's it.
I vaguely remember the situation with Samika. She had her car, what, it was registered in D.C. or something?
Mm-mm. It's registered in Virginia.
Registered in Virginia. It's still registered in Virginia?
It is still registered in Virginia. And her license is still a Virginia license.
Is there a reason that she hadn't updated it?
She's dealing with some things in Maryland.
All right. So, but you can confirm that the Acura is covered.
Oh, it's covered. And Matt, like I said, it's been covered, doubly covered, because I thought that in our last conversation, that would have been removed because you all were saying you were going to remove it anyway. So it just never happened. So when I looked at the policy yesterday, I saw that was still on there. But that's what under the bridge. It's neither here nor there. But, yes, it's covered.
So, okay. So I just want to make sure. And then for the 01 Lexus, you know, you can donate it, trade it, sell it, but you'd first have to take the tags off, get it to the DMV, and I don't know how the situation is in Maryland, but folks here in Virginia are having a tough time getting appointments, right? So they're, like, backed up many weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, so I know I would have to return it first and then update you all. That's understood.
And then, so the other vehicle, the remaining vehicles are basically driven as pleasure use, which we do have. We had Samica's vehicle as a commuter vehicle, but we're going to be removing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we got any kind of lease or finance on the Yukon?
Just finance.
Okay. And then, so for the time being, we do have the same coverage limits on all vehicles. And every year that you have renewed, you've gotten $100 credit off of the deductible. So we're down to $400 on all the vehicles.
Okay.
Started with $500. You know, but just in case you wanted to have one of the older vehicles insured as just liability or not, right now they are covered with comprehensive and collision, just the same as the U.S.
Right. Yeah, I like the idea of if something happens to it, I don't have to, you know, pay for it out of my pocket. I'll pay insurance for it. So those will still need to be covered with collision, except for at this point the 01.
Okay. So that'll be the only change that we'll make, and then whenever you successfully update the DMV and detag the Lexus or sell it or do with it what you please, then you just notify us at that time.
Yeah, so let me tell you what the issue is, Sean. The issue is this. She quoted me for adding the vehicle, the Yukon, an additional $265 plus a month on top of what we were already paying. It shows that I had one claim, which was I wasn't even driving the vehicle, right? So that should not be held against me anyway. The vehicle was parked, somebody sideswiped it, I put in a claim for it, and that was that. That's the reason why we pay for insurance. So for some reason, she quoted me a price of $565 a month going forward, which that's just unreasonable. It doesn't make any sense. It's not something I'm willing to do. So I told her, hey, you know, you need to go and check with whoever you need to check with, because I shouldn't have a claim like that held against me unless I was driving the vehicle with a fault of mine, right? She couldn't qualify that. So at the time, so she said she would go back and check on it and give me a call yesterday. I didn't hear back. So I suspected that's why you were calling me today, but it doesn't seem like it. So I'm not sure what's going on there with Harry and why I'm being penalized an additional $265 on top of my policy for something that actually was no fault of mine. And insurance, that's how insurance companies operate. They penalize you for things that is your fault, but not for things that aren't your fault. So I'm not understanding why that's happening in this case. So that's something that I need some kind of rectification on.
Yeah, I can clear that up. Well, I can clear that up really quickly. I'm looking at the claim right now. It's very clearly coded as a not at fault. It's a...
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will fall under the category of an uninsured motorist claim, like maybe your car was unattended and it was damaged by an unknown party. But yeah, that's not counting against you. I think major difference is just the vehicle that's being added is much more expensive than the other two or the other three that we have been insuring. But I can tell you with just some of the adjustments in mileage, and as well as removing the Acura, which we weren't even charging that much for, we going forward would be charging $334 for all vehicles, but that wouldn't be until December. So you get a credit for having us remove the Acura in the month of November. We'd only charge $75, and then the bills would readjust moving forward in December for $334, and then they would reset themselves again at the following year's renewal. I'm not sure for what reason. I think it's because we're making this change with only like two business days left in the week before your next date. So it's going to skip this month. When you renew next year, you're going to have all 12 bill cycles to pay evenly for all bills that we're insuring at that time.
Okay. All right. Well, if that's the case, since that was, I guess that's rectified, that makes more sense now. But when I was talking to her, she couldn't qualify it. So that, like I said, I just told her to get back to me or have someone get back to me on why that would be the case. You know, because I just wasn't going to pay that.
Yeah. She's a bit newer, and we have multiple different companies that we work with. So I think maybe she just, that's a coachable moment on my end to show her exactly where to look to find those claims.
Right.
So, but she did bring it to my attention. I'll be explaining that to her internally. It'll be a nice coachable moment.
Right. Gotcha. All right. There may be, let me go with a house policy with you as well. I just want to make sure that, because I was looking at the coverage on that, because I honestly started pricing insurance because I thought I was going to have to just leave you all. So let me see here. There was, on a home policy, there were some differences here that I probably want to adjust. I think we adjusted some time ago, but I think the premium on a house is, golly, I just had it up here. Just give me a second here. I think the premium on a house now is $1,891. Is that a year? Yeah, it's $1,891 a year.
I'm pulling it up right now. All right. And then what did you want to discuss with me?
Okay. Well, I want to confirm it. The policy says that it's $1,891 for this next year coming up. So that should be taken out of escrow, correct?
Yes, and I'll confirm that it already was. Usually we'll bill for that a month in advance.
Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to confirm that was the actual amount. Secondly, looking at the dwelling, I think we reduced that at one point to the 655, which I think probably should be set back to where it was, which I think was roughly around the 700 range.
Yeah, I'm still showing 655 is our estimated cost to rebuild. Now, that may vary year to year because there is a degree of inflation protection built in. So it's just basically keeping pace with inflation. We never want to underinsure a house so that it is underinsured if there's inflation costs that raise cost of labor and materials. It was pretty normal to see that fluctuate by about 3% each year.
I think I would be more comfortable if it was raised back to the 700. Not that I expect anything to happen to it, but I think even if I was to build in this area, let's say that something drastic happened, the whole thing was a loss. A wind came and blew it away, for that matter, right? To rebuild it, you're saying it would cost $655 to rebuild this house the way it is now. And I don't suspect that it will be. Would cost that much. I suspect it costs more.
Let me see what the original amount was. $726,000.
Yeah, see, that seems to be more in line with anything else anybody else is quoting is roughly about that range.
Yeah, so that's now I'm kind of jotting my memory because that's what we were originally insuring the house for. Did we have a conversation between then and now where we made an adjustment?
I think you will. Yeah, we did. I think there was around the time when I was refinancing, and I think another insurance company gave me a quote on it, and I was saying, well, why is my insurance so high opposed to anyone else that's quoting the same things? And you said, then probably let's do this, let's reduce it, because that's what it would likely cost to replace it. But what I'm finding is that this 655 is probably unlikely that it would be replaceable at 655. So that's why it was reduced. And that's why I think it probably should be raised back.
Yeah, let's go through the numbers because we can run a full replacement cost estimator and get current market updated. Mm-hmm. What's it going to cost to rebuild? And have we made any updates since the last time we had talked or since you had taken ownership of the house?
Well, when I took ownership, I put in all new floors and carpeting and that kind of thing, you know, so I think that adds to some value, but it's not going to add $100,000. Okay. So that's not what that would do. But other than that, you know, the house is the same. It's, roughly about 6,300 square feet. Everything is fully finished. You know, I think you all had the specs there. I think I sent some pictures as well. So,
we didn't,
I'm not sure what other information you would need for me to update you on.
That's what I'm asking.
No, we didn't upgrade the kitchen.
Okay. So we just changed around the flooring a little bit?
Well, all the flooring is hardwood flooring and new carpeting and all that kind of thing. So it's only carpet. It's hardwood floor throughout the first level. The basement level is fully waterproof wood. Well, it's not wood. It's whatever they call it, some kind of wood laminate or something of that nature. But it's all waterproof. And the top floor, the third level, is all carpet.
Okay. Yeah, so with most of that information being the same, actually, you'd be surprised to learn that today's current estimate of the cost to rebuild would be about $778. So even more so than 2 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, so definitely, so we're definitely out of range.
Yeah, and then also what we can do is can add on the extended replacement cost that covers an additional 25% beyond the 778. So we'll just do an update.
Mm-hmm.
Increase it to 778 and then create a little buffer that if the house is totally destroyed, we'll pay out 778 plus 25% extra of that amount.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that'll equip you a lot better. You would just owe a balance of $76. So not a large at all if you
and luck. Donald out there. Yeah.
Extend the replacement cost then.
Right. That sounds like that makes sense. What the personal property looks like it's at 393, which that might be out of range. I think it's closer to like a 500 or 550 or something like that at this point.
So it's a fixed percent. And just by virtue of increasing the dwelling limit, then you'd
it'll increase that. Okay.
The property coverage up to 466.
Okay.
But then everything else would be the same deductible, same coverage for water and sewage backup. We can make that change effective today, and then I can just bill you the prorated balance on that for $76.
Yep. That'll work.
All right. So then you'll just update me when you get rid of the Lexus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll see what I need to do with in regards to the license. I guess if motor vehicle's closed, you just can't walk in there and just give them the license plates back. So I'll see what I need to do in regards to that, and I will update you once I send those tags back.
Yeah, it's interesting times. Some of them are closed. There are some express DMVs open that handle some things and not others. So you just have to do your own research. Find out what's open, how long it is.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and pass it. And then
you're breaking up a bit there. I can't hear you.
And, I'll go ahead and process the change and then email you a receipt for the $76 that'll pay you in full for the year.
Right, good. And can you also send me the information you quoted in regards to what the car premium will be now as well?
Yes, that automatically will get sent to you. So standard mail, but it'll be on its way to you in 10 days. If you haven't already set up your online account, it'll be available there too.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mobile app is back out, so you can download that and put it on your phone as well.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Appreciate the call. Clearing up the matter.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to you again.
Absolutely. Same here.
Surely appreciate the opportunity to help out any friends or family members that may need some help with their insurance.
Right. One thing we may need to talk about probably later on this week is like life insurance and things like that. So if that's something that you all do as well, I suspect that it is, that's something that I would want to look into as well.
I think I may have sent you some proposals at the time for both you and Samica.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a matter of, the duration of term that you'd like to have, which I suspect 20 or 30 years coverage would be sufficient for the two of you. And then the other can be how much coverage we need to have in place. And then would you be wanting to go through a medical exam, or we can waive the medical exam? So some different factors, but I can have an idea if you have an estimate of your height and weight. We have to check to see if you and Samantha are tobacco users of any kind.
No, we're none of those. Right. We don't do that stuff.
What is the last known height and weight that you weighed in at?
5'5", 176.
5'1", 176. And how about for Samantha?
5'8". What's Samantha? What's your last weight you weighed in at? 226.
5'8", 226. And either of you taking any prescription medications or any treatments of any kind?
I do. I take it for high blood pressure.
What's the name of the prescription and when were you diagnosed with that?
I've been diagnosed with that some time ago, long time ago. I am taking amlodipine.
That's the only one?
That's what, well, it's a combination of amlodipine and Almosartan. I think that's the mix. So that's the mix of the actual pills that I take.
Okay. And of course, Tamika.
She doesn't have take any medication for anything. She doesn't have high blood pressure or hypertension or anything like that.
Aside from your mortgage balance, what's the primary concern, the reason for the life insurance? What's the objective that you'd like to have satisfied by having this coverage in place?
We just don't have it. We have insurance through our jobs, but we just don't have any additional coverage in place. And it's something that I think everyone should have. So it's just as simple as that. It doesn't get any more complicated.
I agree. I think what you have to work is a great place to start, but there's some shortcomings to it, right? So it's not gonna supplement your income to the degree that you'd like to.
Wait a minute, say that last part again. I didn't hear it quite yet.
It's a great place to start having life insurance through work, but it's not a policy that you own. So, you know, a lot of people will just put a default selection one or two times your salary, but it doesn't go a long way in helping your family because the recommendation is you supplement your income 5 to 10 years, you know, for the survival, to, you know, do whatever, send your kids to college, pay off debt, pay off your mortgage balance. How much are you making gross annually?
$200K.
Okay. And Tamika?
What you make? I can't remember. What you make annual? Was it 85? 85.
Okay. Would you be interested in the policy for herself as well? Supplement her income?
Yes, both of us, yeah.
So what I can do is I can send you a range of options. You know, I know that the mortgage balance is important, but also we can take a look at supplementing income for between 5 and 10 years, I think would be appropriate. So I'll calculate your income, what amount that's going to be for 5, 7.5, and 10 years, and then we'll show you options each with different options for a 20-year life policy and a 30-year life policy. But at this very moment, Fabian, what's the amount that you have left on your mortgage?
$540.
Okay. And you said neither of you use tobacco, right? So in any form?
No. Not in any form.
If you guys are in good health, I would strongly recommend opting for the medical exam as opposed to waiving it. Because waiving the medical exam would be more convenient, but you'll pay a higher price for, you know, not going through the blood and urine analysis. But we take care of it. It won't cost you anything. It'll be like getting a free medical exam. But I'll have some options sent out to you in the next 15 minutes, and I'd be curious to hear your feedback. The process is simple, just a quick application, and then we'll schedule a medical exam for you and Samantha, like a Saturday morning when you guys are both home, and then just take a couple weeks to go through the lab results and present a decision, and then you have the coverage in place if you want.
Okay, it sounds like a plan as well.
I'll send that to your email, and I'll follow up with you in a couple of days.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, sir. Well, great talking to you today, and be in touch with you again very soon.
Absolutely. Great talking to you as well. Have a good one. Okay.